This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for November 24th. I'm Paul Plack. The annual ITSEC conference descends on Orlando next week with almost 500 exhibitors in 200,000 square feet of floor space. CAE says it has sold two more of its 7,000 series ARJ21 Level D full flight simulators to Comac Shanghai Aircraft Customer Service in China. The contract is valued at about $35 million Canadian. The Royal Australian Air Force says it has received a C-17 heavy airlifter simulator from Boeing. That's the first one to be owned by a foreign government. Redbird Flight Simulations announced an expansion of its operation in Austin, Texas, last week. Pratt & Whitney Rocketdyne says it has successfully completed hot fire thruster tests, demonstrating miniaturized thrusters based on legacy technology, which could find use on multi-use robotic lunar landers. The U.S. Navy has awarded Augusta Westland North America a contract worth $17.3 million to provide depot-level maintenance on three Egyptian Mark II variant H-3 helicopters. OneSky Aviation says it has a new STC for retrofit of the EVS-1500 Enhanced Vision System to the Cessna 206. The primary market target is the U.S. Marshals Service in Alaska. At least three separate U.S. federal government agencies are conducting parallel, some would say redundant, research efforts to give unmanned aerial vehicles enough see and avoid capability to operate in the national airspace system. And a dozen old Avro Anson military trainers from World War II have become part of an enormous sculpture in Alberta, Canada. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, I'll talk with Tony Stillman, a member of the Academy of Model Aeronautics Hall of Fame, who will tell us why AOPA thought it was important to have radio-controlled models flying at the summit in Tampa. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.